IMPD's calling it a clean sweep. That's C-L-E-A-N for Coordinated Law Enforcement Activity Network. The operation targeted a specific high-crime region of the city over 24 hours, in this case the 30th Street Corridor west of Meridian. Using the resources of multiple agencies ranging from the FBI Clean Streets Task Force to the Marion County Health Department, IMPD Officer Greg Brinker says access to various agencies' resources made the effort possible.
It is a pooling of our resources. It is coordinating our efforts to collectively address criminals and criminal activity. I think of it this way, the old proverb, many hands make small work, and that's exactly what we represent here today.
It was a blitz of sorts. The media received no prior notice. In all, officers made 60 arrests and retrieved 4 guns. And while two of the sweep's goals were to enhance police visibility in the area and address crime head-on, addressing quality of life issues was another. Drew Adams is the supervisor of the Department of Corrections Parole District Number 3. He says the sweep gave his agency a chance to communicate with potential reoffenders before they could reoffend.
When they are possibly having problems with a substance abuse, when they are having problems of finding a job, when they feel like they're about to lose hope, that's when we're able to interject at that point and hopefully head off some of these problems before they even get started.
This wasn't the first sweep of its kind. IMPD last year conducted 4 in the Northwest District, netting 144 arrests. And officials say it won't be the last, but when the next one will happen is anybody's guess. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.